The more I learn about Ryder and what they've been doing, the more impressed I've become. In July of this year, Ryder released two specialized LLMs specifically for financial and healthcare industries. One was called Palmyra Med 70B, and the other was Palmyra Fin 70B, referring to the parameter sizes. And these were, again, obviously designed specifically for enterprise, but specifically for enterprise accuracy and performance in the healthcare and financial sectors, which is, you know, two of the most AI resistant, or at least AI governance and security concerned sectors out there. And Ryder is definitely taking on those concerns head on within these industries about AI governance, security, and adoption, which you got to give them credit for. Because it was difficult, but it's a gold mine and a huge market right now. And they've already been adopted and are being used by some of the biggest names in digital marketing. Companies like Accenture and Vanguard, HubSpot, Pinterest are all already being used or using Ryder effectively in enterprise use cases. Which brings us up to today's news about their new model, Palmyra X004. And this is the model that is now outranking most advanced models like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, another episode today that I am so excited to bring to you. I just learned about a new AI model that I had not been aware of previously. Shout out to the rundown.ai newsletter, as always. And it's an AI model or a family of models called Palmyra, and specifically a new model, Palmyra X, from a company called Ryder. First, a little background on the company. May Habib and Wasim Al-Sik founded it and is based in San Francisco, California. The pair of them initially got into natural language processing and machine translation, kind of laying the groundwork for their future AI careers. And then in 2020, they started Ryder Inc. with the goal of bringing Gen AI to large-scale businesses and enterprises. Now, this is where I was totally in the dark. Again, I had not heard of Ryder or Palmyra until today, which is surprising to me, considering in 2023 is when Ryder launched their three initial LLMs, Palmyra Small, which had 128 million parameters, Palmyra Base, which was at 5 billion parameters, and then Palmyra Large as well, 20 billion parameters. And these models are designed specifically for enterprise use cases. Maybe that's why it took a little while for them to break out into where I spend my time in the socials and the newsletters and all that. But we'll get into the new features in the Ryder app that their latest model, Palmyra X004, is empowering as well. Anyway, these early LLMs were designed, again, with enterprises in mind. So security and privacy were of the utmost importance. And one of the biggest problems for businesses that use AI or are looking to use AI, and one of the biggest frictions is security and privacy concerns with their intellectual property and proprietary data, things like that. Additionally, the training data that Ryder was trained on was specifically, initially anyway, was marketing and business focused data and curated business writing. Furthermore, the experience of customizing or training Ryder and fine-tuning it to your own data and businesses was built into the experience as well. It's all about being able to fine-tune the model for your enterprise, your brand, your use case. The more I learn about Ryder and what they've been doing, the more impressed I've become. In July of this year, Ryder released two specialized LLMs specifically for financial and healthcare industries. One was called Palmyra Med 70B, and the other was Palmyra Fin 70B, referring to the parameter sizes. And these were, again, obviously designed specifically for enterprise, but specifically for enterprise accuracy and performance in the healthcare and financial sectors, which is, you know, two of the most AI resistant, or at least AI governance and security concerned sectors out there. And Ryder is definitely taking on those concerns head on within these industries about AI governance, security, and adoption, which you got to give them credit for because it was difficult, but it's a gold mine and a huge market right now. And they've already been adopted and are being used by some of the biggest names in digital marketing. Companies like Accenture and Vanguard, HubSpot, Pinterest are all already being used or using Ryder effectively in enterprise use cases. Which brings us up to today's news about their new model, Palmyra X004. And this is the model that is now outranking most advanced models like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, regarding tool calling specifically, which is super agentic behavior for these models that Writer is offering. The ability to go out to other software and other channels and other platforms and perform autonomous actions on your behalf, which is such a huge deal for these tools. And it's happening so fast. It feels like we were just talking about the possibility of agentic AI a couple months ago. And here we are seeing some pretty solid examples of agentic behavior. So let's go through some of the announcement blog post from Writer, where they talk about this new model, Palmyra X004. Specifically, some new features and capabilities that they call out. The obvious one being this ability for the LLM to take action in external systems like software and databases and other Writer apps via tool calling. And they're also going to provide built-in RAG or retrieval augmented generation. So again, pulling this right from the writer.com blog, basically that means you're going to be able to provide data sources for the model to use specifically about your business, specifically with your data, which will allow the model to perform sophisticated like chain of thought reasoning on that information with that business specific information, and also allow for transparency as to what those sources are that are being, this data is being retrieved from in this retrieval augmented generation RAG. So continuing with some of these features here, it's going to feature code generation and deployment tools as well, which is super impressive. Writer is obviously on top of this wave of programming and code writing that AI models are doing. And so they're bringing that to enterprise employees and AI users as well. And I believe we've already touched on the expanded context window of this new model. It has 128,000 token context window. You can think of the context window again as like a model's working memory, or in a way their short-term memory. Definitely check out the links in the show notes. They go on to talk about how this tool calling feature works in a technical sense using this tool calling. You're also going to be able to build complex AI apps that are specific to your business processes and systems. The document here calls these action capabilities or actions. As they mentioned right here in a little snippet, actually, actions are a stepping stone toward agentic AI. Essentially, they show in a little graphic here a workflow that Writer with Palmyra X004 could accomplish for you. They use an example of an inventory data analysis, looking for the most popular product or the highest selling SKU. And it shows how it would grab that SKU data from a database. It would then execute the analytics and the functions via APIs. And then it would call Writer to write the email to the employees that was also requested, and then hook into Gmail or whatever email client you are using to send an email out to your team. So in the article, they go on to give a few examples of how this retrieval or AI workflow creation can be used in different industries. They say a financial institution could automatically pull data from external databases. So whatever index or the S&P 500 is relevant or needs to be used. They can use APIs, pull in that data, and then perform analysis on them defined by the technical functions built out in Writer, which would then go and update employee dashboards or employee reports automatically. A healthcare payer could automate claim processing by retrieving relevant patient data from a built-out knowledge graph with specific patient data from that payer's practice and specific patient health records, all completely securely stored and in compliance with HIPAA and all those regulations, which is such a huge deal for businesses in the healthcare industry, obviously, especially. And then they also throw an example of the front-end web developer, which is where I got my start at Digital Pop, just doing some simple WordPress front-end building. So we got to love that. It says here that a front-end web developer can debug, write, and deploy new code for a web page and publish it directly in a CMS. So it sounds like I could create this page entirely in Writer and hit publish, and it'll go out to my WordPress and publish it. I'd be interested to see exactly how that workflow works. Maybe I'll have to test it out and build a page in Writer or something like that. And then the last section of the article goes into just how they built and how they trained this market-leading LLM. It's pretty fascinating, specifically because it was trained in a unique way, with a unique approach, using synthetic data instead of real-world data, which drastically reduced the cost of the training while still clearly producing impressive top ranking results. So again, the fact that this is synthetically trained is really impressive to me, and it's certainly a good sign for proponents of training AI off of synthetic data. It drives costs way down. It makes it way easier to train these models, and apparently it is equally as effective at training. And so AI is definitely going to be generating synthetic data and synthetic environments to train itself. We know essentially that, well, we don't know, but the AI world has kind of presumed that these leading AI companies, OpenAI in particular, is using their newer models, using models to train their newer models and doing this iterative training and probably generating synthetic data at this point, especially considering the results from Palmyra. I would be surprised if other companies weren't hopping on the synthetic data bandwagon. And I think that's likely why the improvement of AI is going to be so exponential and mind-blowing. And they also have a few visuals here showing the performance of the Palmyra X004 model in Berkeley's tool calling leaderboard, which is, again, an evaluation specifically regarding an LLM's ability to perform actions in outside tools. And just to give you an idea of how surprisingly well the model is performing, it's actually outperforming OpenAI's leading models by nearly 20%. Anyway, up until this point, one of the largest barriers for AI adoption as a whole was, surprisingly, maybe ironically, going to be business and enterprise adoption due to resistance for all the reasons we've talked about, for data security and proprietary information and important financials being used to train models, etc. But clearly the industry is addressing this, and I think it's doing it quite well in the case of Writer, which is great news for AI optimists and AI adoption as a whole. Okay, and then very quick before we wrap up for today's episode, let's just touch on the pricing of the Writer platform. They have a specific program for developers that you can take advantage of. It says it's new here, and it looks like you can get started for free in the developer plan. But they have two traditional plans. One is Teams, which is $18 per user per month, or you can pay $162 per user per year, which is pretty competitive, I think, considering what they're offering within the tool. Again, I have to still do a little more testing out. But anyway, they'll also do some custom pricing if you're an enterprise, and that's the second tier here. You'll get a lot of deep customization and data integrations out of that. But I'll let you guys do the deep dive here on the pricing page where you can compare nuts to bolts, the features of each of these plans, and mix and match and compare them. So plenty of action items for marketers today. Go check out Writer. They have a 14-day free trial that you can sign up for. If you are a marketer or a manager in an enterprise company who's been looking to bring AI into your organization and you've been met with resistance, I think that Writer is probably your next pitch right here. So I'm going to take some time and try and mess around a little bit with the tool. We'll likely come back tomorrow or in a future episode with a demo and go through some of the user experiences and features within the Writer platform. Again, I've only been in there for a short while now since I just found out about it today, but I'm already pretty intrigued and pretty impressed by what I'm seeing. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.